Hi, guys, you're here with Dr. Molly.
And Todd Rowland.
And we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. Today, we're here with Stacey Allen of Cosmos Bathing Systems and her brand ambassador, Denise Herreau of The Ambitious Groomer. So, welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank
So,
you.
today we're excited. You guys know we're in our education month, so we want to bring you education on this great product. We found Stacy and the Cosmos Bathing System through getting to know her at the grooming conventions and the grooming community, and we feel that she has a great product, and we wanted to educate you guys on that and the benefits of having that in your grooming salons and for the pups that we take care of every day. So, Stacy, do you want to kind of give us a little background on the Cosmos Bathing System?
Sure. So the Cosmos bathing system actually started in the beauty industry. I almost said grooming industry. Started in the beauty industry and just kind of worked its way into grooming because it's a great way to apply shampoo to the pets. And it's introduced in 1985, so it's been around for quite a while.
Oh, wow. Tried and true product, huh?
Yes, exactly. A few changes, minor changes here and there. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same.
Okay, that's awesome. I did not realize that's something new that I learned. I didn't realize that it kind of is from the hair industry and kind of made
Yes,
its way over to grooming. So.
back in the days of the big bouffant beehive hairs, where they needed tons and tons of hairspray, they had this system to dispense the hairspray,
Oh,
and
wow.
yes, just evolved into using it for shampoos.
Okay. So from there, how did you get involved with the product?
I started working for Tropiclean, who was the original manufacturer of the Cosmos bathing system. I started working for them back in 95 and worked for them for about 14 years when we decided to approach them about purchasing the system, just the system portion from them, because they were mainly focused on the Tropiclean shampoos.
Right.
And so they agreed to sell it to us, and we started out on our own in 2009.
Oh, wow. So, and then Denise, so you're a brand ambassador for Cosmos. So, kind of tell us a little bit about that. You obviously use the system in your salons, obviously, think it's a good product, think it's something that is worthwhile to be a brand ambassador. So, let's hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I purchased my second location and they had the Cosmos system in it. And I've tried other ones before, so I was a little skeptical just because I wasn't real thrilled what the other ones did. And I'm like, well, they're used to using this. We're going to go ahead and try it. And it was a lease. So it's very affordable to try, which was one of my driving forces to, okay, we'll see how this goes. I wasn't a fan of what products and stuff that location used, and I started playing around and tweaking it with mine, and I found out how much it actually saved me on a lot of things, water and shampoo, and I was able to actually put a number to my consumables. So
Wow.
I can tell you random facts about, oh, if I hire in a new bather, we're gonna go through an extra gallon. Stuff
Yeah,
like
they got
that.
to learn that the consumption and how to only use what you need. Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the bells and the whistles and the frills that some of the other ones sell and market towards, and it really is a shampoo dispensing system that just it works. And that's what I really liked about it. And like I said, I was broke because I had just purchased the location and I'm like, "Oh, the rent on it is you can buy it outright, and Stacy can go
Yes, you
into all
can.
those details, but I could afford to try it as well.
Well, that's always a nice option to have, especially when you are expanding or you are starting out on your own. Like, you do want to try these products and these things that are out there in the industry. And, a lot of times they do have those high price tags. So having that option to try it or lease it or, make sure it's something that you want to do. So that is a nice option to have. That's, again, something else I learned today. I didn't realize that was an option that was available to people.
They started that when they first started it. That was the way they didn't even give you the option to purchase it. They started it just by renting it. And of course, the benefit of that is if a dog breaks apart on it, because That happens, whether it's a big
Yeah.
dog or a little dog, or even a new groomer, new bather knocks something over and breaks it. The part's warrantied, the part is covered, and there's not a lot of added expense for that. Also, the other benefit, and I didn't realize it actually until about 3 years ago, a tax person, I was talking to them. They were there with their groomer at the trade show or something. I can't even remember exactly where I met them. So I asked them just point blank. I'm like, okay, why would you, as an accountant, recommend renting it versus purchasing it? Because he was pushing the salon owner to rent versus purchase. And I was like, okay, as an accountant, why? And he told me that, well, because when you rent, it's deductible the entire rental time. Whereas when you purchase something, you only depreciate it for the 5 years and then you're just out. And I had never even thought about that part of it. But a lot of people like it because when something breaks, it is, grooming salons are harsh
Right.
environments. They're
Yeah.
wet, there's hair everywhere. And, I'm not telling any of you anything you don't know, but,
Yeah.
and so it's just nice because it's covered. I send you new parts.
Yeah, that is a good benefit. So let's just tell us a little bit. I don't know if Stacy, Denise, whoever wants to ch chime in, tell us a little bit about the system. So we know that it adequately provides the correct dilution of shampoo or product, and it saves product because we're not wasting. You can limit that. But like, how does that work, and what does it actually provide and do, and things like that for the groomers?
Sure. So it's an application system. There are food grade stainless steel tanks that you dilute down your shampoo into, or your product actually. It can be conditioner or a face wash, or I even have one that puts ear cleaner in it. But you dilute down your product into that so you can use any shampoo that you want and you control the dilution because a lot of times the dilution rate varies depending on your water and
Okay.
how you like to use it. There are some people who just want to spray it on really quick and then massage it in. Other people want to massage it while they're spraying it on. But anyway, then you put your product in the canister. There's a compressor that pressurizes it. And then you have a sprayer to apply it to the pet. And it's about 25 PSI. So it's enough pressure to actually get down into the coat, but not so much, that you're blowing small dogs off, out of the tub or anything like that. You can have as many tanks as you want, and you can have as many sprayers as you want. So whether you use one product and go to five tubs, or if you use three products every day and you just go to one tub, it's customizable to everybody's salon.
Oh, that's nice. Very versatile.
Yes.
So, Denise, have you noticed, like, does, dogs with dry skin, some of them may have those skin issues going on, or deshedding. Stacy talked about how it has that pressurized, it actually gets through the hair down to the skin. Have you noticed that being a benefit to kind of help aid you in those types of situations?
Yes. So, oh, most definitely. And if, she was talking about that if a compressor goes down or there's some problems that she sends the replacement and it comes to you, which was my selling point as well with having employees and dirty and yucky. And when we're down a compressor and waiting just for that one to come in, if normally we can troubleshoot, but if there is one that just sort of takes a kaput, it is so much more time and so much more elbow grease to get down into that coat. So a lot of people that I hear when they come to her booth, they're like, it's not as powerful as another popular system that's out there. But that system is also like a pressure washer, and I hated using it, even though you could play around with it and not have it as strong. It was always seemed like overkill to me on most of the coats. So this one isn't as strong, so a lot of people don't think it can get down, but Stacy was just at our place and I call her a toodle. She is a doodle that's toy size, and it was before the micro minis existed in this world. And because now we're getting micro minis in, but little Miss Zoe has been around for quite a few years. She was the first doodle I saw that was teeny tiny. And we recorded because Stacy wants to get some footage of people using it. We recorded in my salon, and it was funny. I set it up with like, oh, well, you can get the half, half of it, so it's not that long of a video, and I can just finish it up. That video lasted, it took me a minute and 40 seconds to shampoo Zoe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So just, and she is smaller, I get that. But honestly, it is a huge lifesaver to get down into those doodle coats and those double coats.
And one of the things I noticed, I asked Denise because obviously I go into salons all the time because another benefit is that when I'm in your area, especially for a trade show, I will go to my existing customers that are in the area or on my way to the shows, and I will replace their tubing, just kind of clean things up, whatever needs done to the system. I just do give them a service call while I'm in the area. So I was at Denise's and I see all different ways that people use it. Denise puts it on dry every dog. So it goes straight down into the coat. It's the first thing that hits the coat, and they can go a lot faster. There's other places that prefer to wet down the dog, and so they use a thicker. They don't dilute their shampoo as much as Denise does. Denise dilutes it down more. So it's just nice because you really can use it however you want
That
for
is
applying it.
nice. Yeah. And then I could see too, if you had the different canisters and the different shampoos, you may want like a medicated or something that's not going to be as diluted, or something that you need a higher concentration of versus something that is more of like your everyday general purpose. So that's nice to have all those options. Again, that's something else I learned today. I didn't realize that the system was so integrated. I guess I've got to know the benefits of the system and things like that, but not some of these specifics and how the different groomers are using them out there. And
Correct.
definitely not the different benefits of the leasing and the service calls and things like that.
Well, and in my salon, because we are high volume and we have a lot of employees, I like a general purpose shampoo. I don't have frills, bells and whistles, and all those when it comes to shampoos. I know what works. Dogs don't have reactions, and I want to be able to know what products we're putting on when. So we have a general purpose, we have a clarifying, we do have a medicated, and then obviously like a flea shampoo or like a skunk solution or something like that. And every dog also gets conditioner, but we have two different conditioners. So it was easier. It wasn't easy for me to figure out what dilution and use a full tank. So I have one tank just for my general purpose, and any of the other additional ones, we just do mixing bottles because we don't need as much product, and I already know what I'm going to go ahead and use. So when 1% of the dogs that I do in a week need something special, we can go ahead and take that extra time to do the dilution bottles and stuff like that.
And one other advantage, we have four different size tanks. So Denise has the largest. She has the 10-gallon again because she is high volume and she gets about 40 to 50 dogs a day out of that tank. And again, you're going to use up what you want for that day because we all know you're supposed to make your shampoo in the morning, dump it at night, or be done with it in the evening. And so that's why we also have the different sizes, because obviously everyone doesn't want to make up 10 gallons of diluted shampoo when they're only going to do five dogs that day. And so you want to customize it, again, customizing it by the different size tanks so that you only make enough shampoo for that day. And you're going to pick your top or your top types.
That makes a lot of sense. So you do a lot of shows. We see you providing that education, and like I know you talked about stopping and doing the service calls, and I know that I heard you talk about that at Intergroom, your whole drive there, your whole drive home, it was just nothing but service calls and stops. So that is nice that once you get this product, it's not somewhere where you're just, you're buying it, you're getting it shipped out, and then that's it. Good luck with it. So that's it. I really do like that part of it. It's like it's the continual education, it's a continuous upkeep.
I'm
What
sorry,
was
what?
that?
Do you have any mobile groomers who use the system?
I have a lot of mobile groomers who use the system. I don't remember what years it was, but it used to come automatically in the Wagon Tails van because it was like one of the only systems. Now there's so many styles and types. They don't put it in there anymore, but it's still an option if to put it in there if you want. But yes, and that's where I recommend. We have a 1.75 gallon tank, and it does about five or six dogs, obviously depending on size. And that's the one I recommend. And you just take it in and out every day, and it's
You
nice, good size.
Yeah, and you don't have, so for mobiles, I may not have mobile, but I know the selling points of it. And you fill it up in the morning. You don't have to worry about your water consumption as much throughout the day because you're not
Yeah, that's
petting
what I
the
was thinking
dogs.
about. Yes,
Yes,
you also don't have all these. Benefit.
You also don't have all these dilution bottles rolling around in tubs or wherever. I don't know where they put them, but potentially,
Anywhere you
potentially
can,
annoying. Yes,
right?
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so
Okay.
it's really popular amongst mobiles for that reason because you can just fill it up in the beginning of the day.
Right.
Well, and
Right.
also, like, I can already think and see, we do boarding and daycare facilities too. And so, like, our kennel techs, they are bather trained, but they don't have that deep knowledge of the different products and the different things. So, they
Correct.
need the dilution. Like, we do go through all that, but then, I mean, sometimes they'll go a week without bathing a dog or something. So, if we
Right.
could just have this already, you could have it already ready, or like a rescue group, something like that, where if you know that that is the day you're going to be doing your exit baths, or that's the day you're
Yes.
having intake of dogs, you could go ahead and dilute it to the proper strength, and then you wouldn't have to worry about, is it being diluted? Is it too strong? Is it going to hurt the pet? And you also know that with that pressure, they're getting a good scrub and getting down into the skin and the fur. So, a lot
Correct.
of health benefits there I can see too for not just groomers, but really any kind of pet industry.
Yes. And of course, the groomers not dilute, or the bathers, when they don't dilute it, I've seen this plenty of times too. They'll pump it into their hand full strength and go and scrub the dog. And I'm like, okay, wait, don't your hands, like, aren't they killing you at the end of the night? And they're like, oh yeah, they're like cracking and bleeding. I'm like, that product's made to dilute. It's not, it's too harsh for you like that. And it's something they just didn't even think about. And it's like, it's too strong. It's stripping away all your oils. It's okay because you're only doing that dog once, but if you do that five, six, seven times a day, it's way too strong for your hands.
Oh yeah, definitely too. Especially, I mean, you see some of these, like, cases, or like Denise, again, high volume salon, like, some of these salons have bathers that are not just bathing their own dogs, but they're bathing a bunch of groomers' dogs. So if they're doing 10, 15 dogs a day and all that product on their hands and things like that. And then, not to mention the time aspect. So we're wasting product because we're putting it on full strength. We're hurting our hands. We're potentially hurting the pets. And we're wasting the time because we're going to have to wet the dog, get the shampoo, scrub it in, make sure it's thoroughly in, rinse it out, like, instead of, kind of streamlining that process and helping. Not to mention even just that little bit of pressure. And I mean, we know the better scrub you get, the better you can get down there. It helps with everything. It helps with the tangles. It helps with removing it. It helps with the amount of work you have to do for a de-shed. Like, I can just see all the benefits of using a system like this.
So I'm going to throw out, because I know you speak to a lot of business owners and you do coaching and all that other stuff. You want to talk about something that's amazing? Consistency. Doesn't matter how many dogs I get in a day. Everyone is trained the same way. Everyone is trained on how to dilute it. Everyone has all of that going for them. And then I know that every day, day in, day out, no matter who's on staff, all dogs are getting bathed. My training time is cut in half. Because I just have to teach them on that system, and cut, and it's very, it's trial and error on learning, and it has a bit of a learning curve. But once you figure that out, I can train any bather within a week to 2 weeks. They should not have any problems whatsoever. Typically about a week if they have some sort of experience, but I can train them up as well. So not only am I knowing what my numbers are for my consumables, I'm also knowing that I'm getting that consistency on every dog every day. And it makes it a lot easier to take away those training errors because I don't have to worry about making sure that they're getting all the way down in these certain areas because the shampoo system helps do that.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a good point. Consistency, yeah, especially with the newer groomers and things, or
Yes.
everyone does things differently. So I'm not gonna, talk about how you need to dilute or what rate or anything. But yeah, your salon, you have a way, like you said, and that's one good thing about this is you can tailor it so specifically, but you can tailor it to your ways, your salon, and make it easasily applicable to anyone that comes in. So I mean, that's a great
Correct.
feature.
And another cost-saving feature, which I know Todd's the numbers person. So my shampoo is a 50-to-1. We figured out when Stacy was there. I didn't know this. She was just there, what, 2 weeks ago? I actually dilute my shampoo about 90 or 95-to-1 in my
I
bowl.
oh
So yeah, I get
yes, I
double.
was doing the math and I'm like, wait a second. She actually, I give everybody a measuring cup so that they can kind of measure out the shampoo. I give them a dilution chart. And basically, the dilution chart is just a starting point. And I usually tell them that, look, start here. 90% of my customers can get a higher dilution rate than what the manufacturer calls for because you're getting it on there evenly, right? You're not, it's not globbing down in the drain, falling off the dog. And so, I'm watching her, but she got like a bottle, like an apple juice bottle or something.
It's like a 64-ounce
Yeah.
empty bottle that you can fill from Amazon. It's like a 3-pack for less than $10 with a
She
lid.
marked it. She marked it. You know, she took the time to figure out what dilution was best for her. She marked it, fills it with water, shakes it up, and then she puts it in while the tank is filling. And so I'm sitting there watching her and I'm like, wait, how much shampoo did you just figure? And she's like, 14 ounces. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. That is a 10-gallon tank. So you are diluting that. And I'm like, start doing math. I'm like, it's like 93-to-1. I'm like, that's
Wow.
insane. But what it enables her bathers to do is they can do it the way they want to do it. They can, if they stand there and want to put a bunch of shampoo in a certain area because they feel like it's really dirty there, they can do that and it's not costing her a ton of shampoo.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Or for the dogs that need the two or three baths, even though they may not need
Yes.
them, you know, with the system, I'm sure that helps. But I mean, sometimes we know they need that, the two washes, the two rinses, and, you know, having that down. It's just, you know, that the dilution rates are, you know, a lot of times the minimum, and that's what people go by. So it's like, yeah,
Yes.
you have a 50-to-1, a 32-to-1. But again, it's finding that balance and finding what works. And when you have all the other benefits of that, you don't need it as strong. So, wow, I would have never guessed that high. That's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't even know. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm at 14 ounces." And she's like, "Do you realize?" I'm like, "Nope, sure didn't."
Yeah. But
Nope.
the bather, her bather, one of her bathers, I was talking to her and I was watching her and everything. And I'm like, so, and she's sitting there just like running her fingers through the dog over and over and over. She's like, I make them have the squeaky test. You know, if they're not squeaky clean, I bathe them again. And she's like, and it's really nice because I can feel it, I can hear it. And she goes, and if even if there's just a spot, I can just spray it right on just the spot. Or I can do the whole dog again, whatever the animal actually needs. She goes, I don't have to go dilute another bottle. I've, you know, it's all right here. I just pull the trigger.
Oh, actually, that just made me think of something else, unless you guys are going to say something. It also, for the dogs that have accidents in the cages and stuff, I can
Yeah.
isolate. I don't get them completely wet, and I can isolate exactly where they have to be cleaned up. And I'm not having all of that extra shampoo possibly going on the back by using the dilution bottle and stuff. We can hit right where those problem spots are.
Your
That's
groomer,
nice.
one of your groomers actually had that happen when they were over there blow drying. I saw her do that and she just, it was zip, zip. I'm like, oh man, that was really awesome.
So, another question. So, is there a particular spray nozzle you have to use with it, or do you have
So it
a...
comes with a spray nozzle. And again, it's enough to give you the pressure that you need to get it where you need it, but not so much because a lot of times people think they need a lot of pressure, but that causes a lot of bounce back. You know, you're going to get a lot splashing off of it, off of the animal. So it's enough that it absorbs into the coat and gets down in there, not so much that you waste it. So it does come with that.
So anything else that you can think of about this bathing system that maybe we haven't talked about, benefits, who it might benefit, any of the perks or things that it does that we'd want to talk about?
I think I said everything's the tanks are food grade stainless steel. All the lines are antibacterial, antimicrobial. They're actually food grade lines.
Oh,
So that
wow.
with all the shampoos being natural and everything like that, you really are. You're technically putting a lot of fruits and different natural items in the shampoo, so it's important to make sure that the lines that they go through can handle that as well. So everything is food grade, antibacterial. I still recommend, even though it resists mold and mildew, you still need to clean it, and it's really simple to clean. Again, because it's stainless steel, you just use a whatever disinfectant you're already using to clean your cages and your equipment and everything like that. Pet safe, obviously. You're just going to run it through the lines and then rinse it back out again. It's very simple.
That does sound easy.
Is there a minimum lease term to lease it to try it out?
No, there is no minimum. I just either ship it or install it, whichever is quickest and easiest, whichever you prefer. And then, no, you do sign a contract basically just stating you're going to take care of the equipment and agree to pay for the equipment on a monthly basis, but you can return it at any time. There's a security deposit that you get back once you do return it. Yeah. I've had some people, they get into grooming, they're all excited and they open a salon and then they find out how difficult it really is and decide to just go work for somebody else, and so they'll return it.
Well, and you were talking about, Stacy brought up the stainless steel and stuff, and then I'll get into the monetary because everyone needs to know how affordable it can be. So that was my problem with one of the other competitors. So everyone knows that there's multiple different types of shampoo systems and stuff like that. So the one that hers, I don't want to say her competitor, is plastic, and it was so hard to clean, and it never passed my standards of being clean or sanitized, and it was big and bulky and took up a lot of space, and it was just, but the cleaning aspect is the other selling point to that, because the fact that it's steel, that you can get it clean.
Yeah, I was going to say, even as opposed to, I'm glad you brought that up, Denise, because even as opposed to dilution bottles, right? We all need them. You have to have them because you're not going to dilute down even a gallon and a half of something you'll use for one dog. You have to have them, but they're plastic, they're porous. You can't get them 100% clean every time. And so over time, they definitely need to be replaced. And I think most people do. But that plastic being porous is just, it's a drawback.
Well, I mean, we even throw the way to lose some balls after a couple of uses because you're never going to clean again.
And so people ask me that about the lines because they think the lines are plastic, and it's like, oh no, they're polyurethane. They like I said, they're all tested and graded for the food industry, and the cost is reasonable. Like Denise brought up too, it starts at the base price is $20 a month to rent it. Obviously, it goes up from there. The bigger tanks you add, the more sprayers that you add. The other benefit is that, for example, Denise at her salons, she has three tubs. Well, she doesn't have to get three systems. You just run a sprayer to each tub. And so then the only thing that you have in and around the tub is your one sprayer per tank. So it also takes up less space that way. And it
Oh,
does not
that's
interfere.
that's nice.
It
Yeah, it
doesn't
have a
interfere with
centralized
your plumbing.
system. Okay.
And it's freestanding, doesn't have to be plumbed into your salon or anything.
Now, what about temperature? Is that adjustable like a normal hose would be, or is it, how does that work?
No, so basically, since it's a canister, I recommend, obviously it's easier to dilute when you have hot water. The shampoo itself dilutes better if you've got warmer water. And then I do have warmers that maintain the temperature for about 12 hours. And
Yeah,
that's because that's an option.
because I've heard people talk about putting this product on warm, and so I just was curious as to know how that happened.
That's an option. When it's funny because when I go down to Texas or Florida or some of those more southern states and I mention it to them, they just kind of look at me and they're like, the dogs prefer to have a nice, cool, relaxing bath. And I'm like, yes, but up here in the north, it gets cold. So
So
it's a
Stacey,
preference.
where can people see the product next? What trade shows will you be at for people to
I will
see it in
be at,
person?
actually, my next show is at St. Louis Groom Fest at the end of the month. It's actually in what? This next weekend, guys. It's
I
not this
know.
weekend, but it's next weekend. Outside of St. Louis, that's the next one that I will be at. And then I will also be at Pet Quest, where Denise is in Ohio. And then Rocky Mountain in Colorado, then Chicago in August, at Hershey in September, in Orlando at FITS, at Fun in the Sun, and that's October, and then Pet Pro Classic in November. So you have an option pretty
Wow.
much month.
She's, I got her on the circuit. What are you talking about? We've been to all these places. We
Yeah, that's
got her on
great.
the circuit.
Yeah, I don't always hit all those shows every year. This year, my goal really was to try to hit as many as I can this year.
And
That's
she,
awesome.
and a lot of the ones she chose that she usually doesn't go to was because she wanted to make sure she could service her clients that she hasn't seen in a while because she
A
hasn't hit those
while.
shows.
Yes, she's right.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for getting this information out. I know I learned a ton. I know I see you at the shows. I talk to you at the shows, but I feel like I never have the time to really dive into the product and the understanding. And Todd and I have been talking about wanting to actually hear the ins and outs of it and how it works and why we, should look into it and things. So thank you for sharing that information. And I really had no idea how affordable it was for groomers. And I know Todd mentioned it, but that we do hit so many mobile groomers that listen to us and things like that, that I wouldn't have even thought about putting a system like this in a mobile unit and how it
Oh, it's great
actually,
in mobile.
for mobiles, water consumption is our number one thing. Especially even groomers that have been grooming for years and you think they're good at water consumption until you're actually really limited on what you can use in a day. That's the hardest thing we get to train people. So things of having a pre-diluted shampoo that works and applies the pressure and things like that already is just like a whole extra benefit in itself. And then the other benefits we talked about are great too. So thank you very
Yeah,
much. And if
no
anybody
problem.
wants more information, we're going to put Stacy's contact details in the show notes. And then of course, like she
Yes.
said, she's got a busy show season. So make sure to stop by and see her. And then Denise will be her brand ambassador. So a lot of times you can find her at that booth as well. She can answer
Yippers.
all those. She can speak groomer for you. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
Thanks,
thank you.
everybody.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank
You too.
you.